economic policy is something that we spend, and governments spend a lot of time and a lot of effort on. What are we supposed to do? You know, often the president will be gauged not on anything else he does, nothing else he does other than what was the state of the economy when he came in, when he left. I read Kiplinger's magazine for fun. I actually got one of my kids to read it also. And Kiplinger's magazine is a financial magazine that comes out monthly. And they just recently had who were the best presidents for the stock market, who were the worst presidents for the stock market. And what I thought was interesting was that that really is not a fair assessment. You have certain presidents that took over right when the market had peaked. And then the market crashed, so they end up taking the brunt of it when really it's somewhat of the person before them who's at fault for not seeing that coming. So for what it's worth. But I want to take a look at Yosef's economic policy. Yosef is approached by the Egyptians. We see this at the end of this week's parsha. In the first and second year of the famine. And Yosef is told, we have nothing. No food. We're going to die. What does Yosef do? Yosef, who we discussed last week, is an ish navon, is someone who is compassionate, who gets it, who feels the suffering of his fellow man. What does Yosef do? Yosef's response is, okay, give me all your stuff. Yosef's second response when they have nothing left to give is, give me yourselves, and I will make you indentured servants to Paro. The first question, which I think we just need to note, not answer, is, how could Yosef have done this? Where is his chut shel chesed? This is not the Yosef we know as the kind spirit who's caring for everyone. It seems to be almost like a mean-spirited Yosef. Now, there is a justification that by doing this, he ensures that when his brothers come down to Egypt, that they don't feel like gerim because the entire country are gerim. But I just want to look at the repercussions of Yosef's actions, because I think that might be the most important piece of the whole thing. Yosef has this foreign policy. How is Yosef remembered? Are there parades? Are there statues? Long live Yosef. Yosef, the man that saved Egypt. I don't know. But I wonder if there is a lingering feeling amongst the many people in Egypt, that the reason why I don't have my land, the reason why I don't own my property, the reason why I have to give exorbitant taxes to the throne is because of Yosef. If that in fact is the case, then what we'll see is that Yosef is not the Yosef that's beloved, but he's the one that actually probably is remembered as the one that throws off all of Egypt. It's important, because that might help us understand why did they forget Yosef? How could they forget Yosef? They forgot him because the good was something that was no longer felt by the masses. Yes, Yosef had created a bank account for Egypt that was beyond anybody else in the world. They owned and dominated the financial market. But for the regular rank and file, what were they? They were suffering, and the economic policy was all on Yosef. Yosef might have missed the mark, or maybe Yosef thought too big and lost his moral compass. I'm not sure which one it is, but I do know that Yosef probably misplayed his cards to some extent. Have a great day.